Good evening, everyone. This is N5AOW, Net Control for Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a mobile amateur radio club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on the 21st of June, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt North Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any Equiflink stations wishing to check in?
Now this is Kilo Delta 2, Echo Romeo Romeo. Name here is Dave. Just checking in. There's one other in the queue.
Okay, Dave, KD2ERR, and we'll stand by for that second station.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York, and Bob, it looks like I'm the last one in the queue here tonight.
Okay, Kevin, KA2FPM, glad to hear you in there and check in with us, and we'll start us off with KD2, Echo Romeo, Romeo. Dave?
Well, good evening, Bob, and hello, Kevin. It's been a while since you and I have chatted. It's been a while since I've checked into this net, and had the opportunity this evening, so I thought I would stop by and say hello. Not too much going on here, just looking forward to Saturday. A bunch of us are heading out to Cortland to their local Hamfest. And haven't had the opportunity to been to a Hamfest lately, so it's been looking forward to it. With that, I'll send it back over to Net Control, 82ERR.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, Hamfests are always interesting and they're always a lot of fun. And needless to say, some good bargains too. Okay, well, glad you checked in with us and good to hear you again. 7-3, have a good evening and we'll move over to Kevin, KD2FPM. Kevin, what's new down your way?
All right, good evening, Bob, Dave, and everyone on board. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. Got 54 degrees on the outside, no clouds overhead, so it's going to be a cold one tonight. And we're going to have an interesting weekend coming up ahead here, it sounds like, weather-wise. So my advice is keep an eye to the sky on Saturday because it looks like it's going to get a little dicey out there as the front pulls through. So we'll warm up a little bit on Saturday, then we'll blow back down into the colder temps like we are right now, and then slowly work our way back up next week with pleasant conditions. So with that, I'll say 7-3. This is KD2FPM. Back to Net Control.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, I wondered if June wasn't going to turned into what we had in the last two summers. We lost the whole month of June, just about. And we could do with a nice sunny warm June this year. I think that'll be a very pleasant surprise for everyone. All right, 7-3, have a good evening, and glad you checked in with us. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob. I hope WA2U is in there, right, because I got some very, very interesting good news for him. For him and Kathy, a representative from Time Warner was here today. I got some very good news for them. N2PFM.
N2YQ.
KC2NBU.
Okay, we've got KC2NBU. N2OYQ, Dan. And N2PFM, George, what's going on?
Well, good evening, Bob and everybody. Again, hoping the John will come in. If not, hopefully Kathy runs the net tomorrow, I can tell him. We've got a temperature here of 52 degrees. Temperature range today, it was 46 to 59. Didn't even get up to 60. Did have some heat on and that, and probably will tomorrow morning. It might even drop below 40 tonight. Not out of the question. Well, anyway, I got a visit from a sales rep from Time Warner today, and I asked me whether I was considering Time Warner, and I told him, well, I had gotten that thing back right away after I complained to our assemblyman, and I was back in business over here. And I said, besides, I said, it also discouraged me when the one I spoke to on the phone told me all about the environmental impact statement and this feasibility statement and all. And he shook his head. He says to me, I can see already neither would have been necessary. I said, well, I didn't know that at the time. And, of course, finally Time Warner, because I complained enough to our assemblyman, I did get a miracle. I said the very next day, got a knock at the door, 8:30 in the morning, and it was special delivery. So, that's it. And also, the other nice part is, I mentioned to him about John and Kathy down there, the area, and I said something, that, he said, well, we go normally 300 feet off from anywhere. But he says that's not carved in stone. It, things can be done, can be worked out, but he and John would have to have a conversation. So I thought that would be some very good news for them. With that, we'll say God bless in 73 and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, it sounds like good information, and glad you did get that visit from Time Warner. I'll tell you what, they certainly have issues with different things. Okay, well, you have a good evening, and we'll move it over to Dan and 2OYQ. Dan, what's going on your way?
Hey, good evening, Bob and George and Kevin James and the other Echolink. I don't know the other station in there. Hey, this is N2OYQ here. Hey, too much going on. Well, it's what today when we do. It was kind of chilly. The air was a little chilly. I had to do some things with my son and my son-in-law because they got in a bad car accident last week. And son, he was in the hospital for a week down at St. Elizabeth with a broken femur in his leg. He had pins and wire and all that put in. So they had to have got one other vehicle, but his wife don't like to drive. It's too big for her. It's a big GMC truck, and she's used to drive a smaller vehicle. So anyway, I said, Stevie, son, he can't drive with the situation he's in. So anyways, So we took them around a few places they had to go today, get some things cleared up from the accident and what else. So, and also me and the wife, we've been working on the for the auction for the CZ Fire Department here coming up a week from tomorrow night. Going to different business stuff and get some things for that. So we're busy and camping. We're home camping now. We come home Saturday. We didn't do too much camping last week because of the accident. But we're moving along here. Things are getting semi back to normal. So back to you, Bob. Have a good evening. At 201 Kildare.
All right, Dan. Well, certainly sorry to hear about your son and the accident, and hope everything goes well with that and things get cleared up pretty quick and easy, hopefully. All right. Have a good evening, and thanks for checking in, Dan. And we'll see what Ray's got for us. KC2FBU. Ray, how are you doing?
Oh, we got 53 degrees, and yeah, I guess the weather's supposed to improve every day, which look forward to that. Association for the Blind's got an invitation-only car show on Sunday afternoon, so we're hoping for good weather. Over.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Forecast didn't look too good when I looked at it yesterday, and today it seemed maybe improved a little bit. I don't know. I think Kevin would have more opportunity to comment on that one, but he did say things are going to be a little bit better next week. Okay, Ray, well, thank you for checking in, and hope you have a good evening. And we'll see who else would like to check in with us. This is N5AOW.
KC2WI.
KC2WI. Pete, how are you doing? I hope you had a smoother day than the last time I talked to you.
I don't know. Smooth, I guess. It seemed to go by extremely fast, and the problem that, which is usually what happens, and I don't, it's really, I can't really discipline myself, I guess is the best way to put it, but I went Friday, fairly late Friday, it was before dark, because I remember going up and looking at West Canada Creek and saying, gee, there's no water in there. And basically, I mean, it certainly looked like it was pretty much just, you know, not really flowing. I mean, no, very, very low. And our communication Saturday for the, there was a 5K run in town. And which we really don't need to do, but you know, you do it anyway. They just do it. Club was asked to do it, and so yeah, you can do it. But anyway, then also the big thing was the communications for the Speculator Pilots weekend fly-in on Saturday, and that was nice. Weather was good. Weather was great. Same thing as last year, though, in a way. Last year the weather was really nice in the area, but we didn't have many fly-ins because we found out that almost everywhere around, it's kind of odd, you know, the opposite of what you normally would guess in the mountains. Everywhere around the Adirondacks was terrible weather and bad flying weather, even though it was beautiful day all day up there. And, of course, this time it was nice weather everywhere, but the front was moving in from the west, and we got the word, whether or not it was true or not, but supposedly it was expected to, you know, get into like Buffalo and Western New York 2 or 3 hours earlier than predicted, and so some of the people that had flown in from west, they they flew in the morning and they, whatever, and then they, usually what happens is they go flying. So they'll go fly up to Tupper Lake or Long Lake or someplace for lunch, and then they come back and they'll do the seminar or whatever. But they all, a bunch of them all just took off, and they said, well, you know, after we go on our lunch run to Tupper, I think Tupper is where they are, but anyway, they just headed straight back. But we still had, I don't know, my father had 30-some-odd registration slips that we were going through. And a pretty good attendance at the seminar, which a lot of people drove up from Albany or somewhere for. So that was a you know, nice weather day. And then, of course, the weather deteriorated, and I had planned to come back Monday, and got working on various things, and I said, well, I'm working on stuff here, so, you know. And then the same thing happened Tuesday. I didn't get out early, and I just worked on this and answered this phone call, and pretty soon I knew it was you know, late enough that I wasn't going to go back and get any, you know, do any on-site things and so on, and so that, you know, it turned into another day. And then I didn't get out real early, and then I found out that the one stop I definitely wanted to do in Boonville, person was going to be out. She sent me on the phone message. Well, I'm going to be in Utica from 10 to 2 or something like that. So I said, well, I might as well just wait a little while. And you know, so then it was 3 or 4 o'clock and a couple hours there, and that was that. And so I crunched from having 2 or 3 days to get ready for this weekend into having 1 day, and I didn't get it. And I got to go out tomorrow and do a job, stay up there, and then do the black fly on Saturday. So hopefully, you know, I'll be able to get things thrown in the car and a few things done and get up to Big Moose before too late. But then I'll stay there, so I'll be able to work in the evening. Anyway, that's the long story. He's predicted tomorrow night for Lake Pleasant, so I assume that, you know, the Moose River Plains and Racket Lake and all those kinds of places about the same. And it's just too cold to camp. So it simplifies the decision, because camping would have involved a whole nother level of getting stuff together anyway. So sounds like we're going to have a couple cold nights, then it's going to rain again. And then I guess it's going to warm up a little bit, but it's still going to not be hot like it was. KC2WS.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I seen on the forecast myself, and yeah, I guess we're just gonna have to bear with it until it warms up. But boy, it's getting a start on it like the last, what was it, 14 and 15 with the month of June with the rain. So I'm hoping that's gonna change. Maybe this year will be a whole lot better. So we'll see what happens. Well, it sounds like you had a whole lot to prepare for, and just too much work or too many things to get ready or prepared. Well, I've been in those situations. That just wears you out if nothing else does me. Okay, Pete. Well, you have a fine evening, and 7-3. Enjoy the evening and day tomorrow, and see if anyone else would like to join us. This is N5AOW, the control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
N5ALW, KA3TFB in Warrendale, over.
Hey, Bill. I've got you. I was a little slow writing my pen. Pencil slipped away a little bit. Well, glad to have you check in with us, and how's things going down in Pennsylvania?
Well, all right, we'll try it again here. All right, try it again here. Third time's a try here. Listen, we need all Empire people to root for us Steelers, not Steelers, dum-dum, Stanley Cup Penguins here. We're losing 3-2. We're on the two side. So drop what you're doing and start cheering for the Pittsburgh Penguins here because we need all the help we can get. Back to net control from KA3TFB. Over.
Hey, Bill. Yeah, it sounds like one of those things you, well, you try to, what is it, karma? You try to get the karma going or the mojo. They've got numerous names for it and know exactly what you mean. Well, I wish them well, and let's see if they can't pull it out. All right, Bill, take care. Have a good evening. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any additional check-ins? Okay, my day was a little bit slow today, right from the get-go. I woke up with a horrendously painful knee. I don't know, just praise the devil with me, woke me up about 3 this morning. I got a little sleep after that, but, well, I'll tell you what, my mojo, gojo, and all that business just wasn't there all day. I had very little energy, initiative or will to eat. Drank a lot of water today. I had breakfast and that was late. So, but anyway, turned out to be a good day anyway outside. I went out for a few minutes, quite cool. Didn't spend a whole lot of time out there, didn't have much to do. And got back in the house again. So that was a sum total of my day. So, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? You're hearing none. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank all those that checked in this evening. We had Bill, Pete, Ray, Dan, George, Kevin, and Dave. Check in with us. Everyone have a fine evening. 7-3 to all. And 5-AOW clear.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFB logging off. Indeed, a good evening to all.
Traffic and Emergency Net. Currently being held on a 145.170 repeater. Stations with or without traffic, please come now.
Good evening, Chuck. N5AOW, no traffic.
Thank you, Bill, for checking in this evening. This is KC2 QQR for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Any other stations with or without traffic that might do a check-in tonight?
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, I think I got KC2 November Bravo Uniform, is that correct?
November Bravo Uniform, yes.
Excellent. Thank you, sir, for checking in tonight. Any other stations that would like to check in for Octane tonight, with or without traffic? Butte, TQR, Flock, and nine other stations. This is Flock 10. This is Flock 10. Any stations. And final call for Octane. Any other stations? Thank you all for checking in tonight. 7-3 to all, and have a wonderful evening and good day tomorrow. And happy Father's Day to any fathers. KC2 QQR is on badge enough frequency.